This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that augmenting the healthcare infrastructure is the government's priority as the nation's progress accelerates when its citizens are healthier. Mr. Modi stated this while inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and 9th Ayurveda Day. He added that the central government has established 5 pillars of health policy prioritizing citizens' well-being. These pillars are preventive health care, timely diagnosis, affordable medicines and treatment, proper health care in small towns and villages, and technology expansion in the healthcare sector. Mr. Modi emphasized that to overcome the despair of the poor, the government introduced the Ayushman Bharat Yojana, where it is bearing the cost of hospitalization of the poor up to 5 lakh rupees. Expressing satisfaction on the expansion of this scheme, Mr. Modi said that every elderly person was looking forward to it. As of now, those above 70 years of age in the country will get free treatment in the hospital by an Ayushman Vaya Vandana card. He highlighted that over 2 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs have been established across the country to facilitate early diagnosis and treatment. The Prime Minister today distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations. Speaking through video conferencing, the Prime Minister said the government has worked significantly on self-reliant India and promoted Make in India in every sector, including new technology ranging from space sector to electric vehicles. He said the country is marching towards becoming the third largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi asserted the government is committed to providing maximum employment opportunities to the country's youth. The filing of nomination papers for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand ended this evening. Scrutiny of nominations in the two states will be taken up tomorrow. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies of the second phase in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, the last date for the withdrawal of candidature is 4th of November. In Jharkhand, candidates can withdraw their nominations for the second phase till 1st November. Assembly elections in the state are being held in two phases. In the first phase, after scrutiny of papers yesterday, 743 candidates remain in the fray. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of candidature in the first phase. Polling will be held on 13th of November. The president of the government of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, has asserted that Spain and India share strong ties and that both countries can collaborate to strengthen them further. He inaugurated the 4th Spain-India Forum in Mumbai today. The theme of the forum was Spain-India Partnership Amid Geopolitical and Technological Challenges, New Horizons, New Possibilities. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Sanchez said that the two countries seek more business, greater investment, increased cooperation and enhanced exchanges. The Israeli Knesset has passed a law banning the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees in the Near East, UNRWA, from operating in Israel. The new law, supported by 92 out of 120 parliament members, prohibits UNRWA from having any representation, providing services or conducting activities within Israeli territory. Union Home Minister Amit Shah flagged off the Run for Unity at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi this morning. The event is being organized to mark the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. In women's cricket, the third and final one-day international match is underway between India and New Zealand at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Electing to bat first, New Zealand set a target of 233 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.